I have our own Brendan Fuller here. He's a very busy man these days. Going to be a very busy man over this weekend into the early hours of Monday morning as well, as he watches his cousin hopefully take to the stage and clasp the Oscar statuette on Monday morning. But he's been busy out there talking to people about Jesse and visiting Jesse's primary school as well. Brendan, good morning to you and welcome to Kerry Today.
Good morning. Thanks a million. All it took for me to be featured on Kerry Today was for my cousin to be nominated for an Oscar. That's all
bar,
it takes.
That's the bar we set, Brendan, for you to come on the programme.
Just seems like
nothing
a very
less,
high bar for me in particular.
So listen, what's it been like? And what was it like going to Loretto?
It has been totally bizarre, you know, the entire thing really, and you get the sense of the scale and the importance and the magnitude of the Oscars once you're even, you know, on the coattails of the entire bandwagon that it is. So somebody told me during the week that she's won 40 awards or something like that. She's been at the majority of those ceremonies and awards nights, and she's still filming, she's still a new mom, she's still, you know, going to all these press events for the bride and things. So yeah, she's been working nonstop.
Treadmill yeah. that you're on mm-hmm. in with all, you have to take the success when it comes, but while working, while promoting the new film, The Bride, and all of the contractual arrangements as well, it's yeah. just it's wall to wall, I'd say, at the moment.
It's unreal. And look, I know myself from, you know, being a parent of two small kids that you do find an extra gear, but like what Jessie is doing is I don't know how she's able to do it because she is always working so hard and so much and around the clock, you know, every single day of the year, it seems. And she's managed to find that extra gear somehow when she's already running at light speed to us mere mortals. And her mom said it best, I think, Marina. She was at the airport flying off to Los Angeles, and she said, look, she's obviously, it's a huge honor, it's a huge achievement, but the best job she's doing is obviously being a mom.
Yes.
And the most important job she's doing is remaining herself and being so genuine and just being Jessie, like, through the entire thing. And I think that's why everybody is obviously going to support somebody who is Irish, who is going for an award like this. But I think there's that extra sense that, you know, she is exactly who she is, and that genuine, lovely person that she is just connecting with everyone as much off the screen as on the screen in Hamlet, you know, in a different sense. She's just, it's incredible. We're just so proud of her, you know, that she is able to be Jessie that we know and love and remain herself. And it's just great to see how much support she's gathered. And people have been so positive and so lovely. And, you know, it's a thanks to everyone in Kerry and beyond who has, like, you look at a comment section, you kind of say, geez, don't click on the comments now beneath this. But every time you do, there's nothing but positive energy and vibes and comments about everybody. And it's just unreal. And it is exactly what the country needs at this time, the timing of it, and to have a Jessie Buckley weekend as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's
a
unreal.
A brilliant distraction from other depressing things that are going on at the moment. And Brendan, I saw a lot of people, it's been massive months of entries in for the competition, the wishing best of luck to Jessie competition as part of Jessie Buckley weekend. One of those was from Loretto School in Killarney, her school, and they put a brilliant video together. They put up these signs, and there's a girl walking through as Jessie, you know, you played here, you imagined here, you sat here. So that's just an example of how excited they've been getting about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And look, I was there during the week, and it was a strange jolt of nostalgia for me to be going down memory lane. And that was Amber, the girl who was walking through the halls, and she has the same curly hair that Jessie had. And she herself is an aspiring actress as well.
Oh, brilliant.
You'll hear her talking this, but I spoke to second and third class and their teacher, Padraig O'Sullivan. So you'll hear their Jessie timeline that they've put together.
Okay.
You might hear that I'm also included in a photograph there as a very cranky junior infant.
But you cranky?
I don't know. Caught me on a bad day. They're trying to spoil my character or whatever it is. It's a takedown. So you'll also hear the impact and the inspiration that Jessie has on the children of Loretto School. And it's not just Loretto. I think it's a good representation of how big a deal it is for kids all across the country. They can see an Irish person who's going for an Oscar, and it really is that inspiration to everyone there. And there's also a quiz about Jessie, me versus the rest of the class, Will I win that quiz?
Are you smarter than a 10-year-old?
But it's all about my cousin. I wasn't told about this being a part of the deal beforehand, but you'll hear that at the very tail end. But look, it's Jessie's journey, bringing her to the Oscars stage this Sunday night. But it all began in Loretto, where she would have learned the tin whistle and the fiddle and played basketball and all the rest of it. And at the start of this package, you're going to hear that musical tradition continuing in the school to this day. What has the excitement been like around Jessie and the fact that she was in this school, in this classroom back in the day, and being able to point at a photo on the wall and say, yeah, the person who's up for an Oscar was actually here? So it gives a lot of people just a lovely bit of hope and an example to follow.
Yeah, like you said, Jessie's a past pupil here in Loretto. So the kids are able to go through the timeline of her time here and see everything that she's achieved, and that they'll, like we said when RT were here a couple of weeks ago, when the kids were on the late, that Jessie's a massive role model for all the kids here, and loads of them are in drama schools and different things, and they go to the Clarence School of Music and things like that, and they have massive interest in it. So it's great for them to see that Jessie is going to be, she's after winning a load of awards as it is, and this Sunday night now is the big one, and we're hoping and we're rooting for Jessie that she'll win the Oscar, and we'll be all very proud of her here in the school in Loretto and in the town of Clarny and in the county.
Yeah, and the amount of work that's gone on, the Jessie timeline, you know, obviously when she's born and then started in the school, and, you know, photos of different plays and sports that she was involved in. It's just great to be able to put all that together and kind of map it out that, yeah, this is exactly the timeline of why she was here and what she went on to after.
Yeah, exactly like that. We've it all here around the room, as you said, and we'll be able to put this into a scrapbook and keep it here forevermore. And like this, all the kids can see that this is where Jessie started, and this is where she progressed through the classrooms here in Loretto before she went on to her stage school in London, and then before she started her career as an actor and starred in so many famous films. And that if the kids here have interest in it, that they can see that this is where she started, and if you put in the hard work, you too could someday be up for an Oscar over in Hollywood. So it's all very exciting.
Yeah. And what was the biggest surprise, I guess, when you were looking through her time here in Skulvrida?
I suppose to see the interest she had in the music and in the acting, that it's actually no surprise really that she is where she is, because you can see that she took great pride in it, and she's in all the photos there in her acting and all the plays and everything, and playing the harp and everything. She's got this big massive smile on her, which showed that she really enjoyed every minute of it. And that's where her interest carried her in life, and it's fantastic to see that.
Where did you source the harp, actually? That's not the one that you
That's actually Sarah's harp.
Ooh.
So as we were saying there, that, you know, Jessie played the harp, and her mom taught her the harp, and she played it here, and that photo down the back is actually, I think it was a fundraiser they had, a fashion show for the school,
yeah.
The fact that Jessie had an interest in the harp, and now we've Sarah in our class this year, and she started playing the harp, so it just proves that Sarah is the next generation, and if Sarah wants, Sarah and many more in the room here in the school, they can go on and they can find a career on the big screen or a music career. So it's just interesting to see where it takes them, but if they put in the work, they can get there too.
Yeah, excellent. Sarah, I'm going to chat to you now. So that's the harp, that's your harp. How long have you been playing it?
For 6 or 7 months.
6 or 7 months. So what made you decide to... Was that a 6-7 joke?
6-7!
Oh, I thought that was left in 2025. Anyway, Sarah, I'll forgive you because you play the harp. What was it that made you decide to start learning it?
Well, I wanted to learn a new instrument, and the harp sounded nice.
Okay, so just the actual sound of the instrument.
Yeah.
How gentle it is. It looks easier than it is. It's very difficult because you have to be really precise, and you use all 10 fingers while you're playing, don't you?
Sometimes.
What's your favourite piece that you can play on it?
Sarah's tune.
That is absolutely beautiful. Well done. Give her a big round of applause.
So she was born in 1989, 28th of December. Marina Tim, she had siblings, Killian, Jessie, Julia, and Eva and Lily. Grandmother was Madge Clifford, and she started school in 1994, and this is her and her school tour. Jesse getting signed into Cork Jail.
For being too talented. Straight to talent jail. Okay, so that's amazing. Thank you so much. Am I on to the next tour guide? Excellent. What's your name?
Sophie, 1997. So in first and second class, this is her in first and second class here in 1997 to 1998. And this is you here, Brendan, and it's you.
I look so grumpy. Don't zoom in on that one. That's fine.
And then this is Jessie here in fourth class. And that's her playing the harp with her mom. Oh, and her mom was actually played the harp at my mom and dad's wedding.
Really? Oh, wow, that's so cool.
And then this is her here in Town League Teams 2001, the Stars of the Future. And then this is her playing Tips the Butler.
I love her moustache. She has to shave that for movies all the time now. So Tips the Butler, was that one of her like first acting roles?
Yeah.
That's so cool. And then she's there as well.
Yeah, it's the same play, but with the whole class.
Yeah, my brother is there. Pat played Tiny Tim in that one, I think.
Sarah, 2008, Jessie got accepted into the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in London. Mm. And she auditions for I Do Anything in Oliver Twist for the role of Nancy, and she got second place, but she didn't stop there. And in 2016, she got into movies like War and Peace and The Beast.
Tommy, 2018.
2018, what happens?
Jessie's in the movie in Wild Rose, and she goes in a movie called Born to Run, I think. No song.
Yeah, a song,
she's
yeah.
A good singer.
Yeah, very good singer.
Because we can't watch her movies, we can still listen to her songs.
Raisha.
Take me through 2023.
Okay, so Jessie Buckley was in Wicked Little Letters, and she has gone to a lot of awards. Actor Awards, Critics' Choice, Golden Globe, and the BAFTA.
Oh, excellent. And then that's a beautiful portrait there as well. Was that drawn by someone in here?
Yeah.
Excellent job. Very good. And thank you very much for that. Now, what's your name?
Lauren.
And what year are we in now?
2025.
Okay, so you tell me everything that's going on here.
So in 2025, Jessie became a mother to a baby girl, and then she went to a movie in The Bride and The Hamnet. But Jessie Buckley, in 2026, she was the 98th Oscar, and she went to Hollywood, and we all have finger crossed that she wins.
Is she gonna win, boys and girls?
Yes!
Amber.
What would you like to be when you grow up?
An actor like Jessie Buckley.
What has all of this story been like? Is it really inspirational?
Yeah, and it's also funny because her aunt taught me, and then my aunt-in-law started teaching her as well, so in babysitting. So.
Okay, so who's your aunt-in-law?
Patricia McCarthy, shout out to you, girl. She was her babysitter, actually, so.
So maybe yeah. It was just letting Jessie stay up a little bit later and
yeah,
watch
I
that.
Yeah, I think that's how.
10 questions, and it's a bit like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You're going to have 4 possible answers, and obviously only one of them is the right answer. So, best of luck, Brendan.
Thank you. And all about Jessie.
All about
her.
Jessie.
I'm not sure if I know it.
Oh, God, we got to run! Came third, great. And the winner is... Aria! Well done. Aria, congratulations. You know Jessie Buckley more than I do. So you are now officially Jessie's first cousin, and I'm no longer related. I've lost my place as her cousin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. That's Brendan Fuller and the various different pupils of Loretto National School, where he and Jessie Buckley went in latter days. And Brendan, that was quite embarrassing.
It really was. Yeah, wait until you hear what question I got wrong. I got one question wrong out of 10.
One out of 10.
And it was, what is her husband's surname? So I got it wrong. It was heat of the moment. You know, the pressure was on.
Pressure was on. Mastermind.
I'm off the Christmas card list there anyway. But we'll make up for it, of course. But look, it was such a lovely visit. And you can just see and sense the excitement and the pride as well, you know, of the school. And again, that's just an example of the excitement and all the entries we've been getting from everywhere around the county as well.
It's been brilliant. Many of you, so many entered Jesse competition. A chance to win €1,000 in partnership with the National Tertiary Office Partners, MTU and Kerry College. The winner will be announced on Monday. There's a brilliant video from Sheehan Centre on Muckers Road. They're incredibly proud to see someone from the community achieve such amazing success, and we're all rooting for us, what they've said. And a really original entry from Andriy Fedotov. The concept is, what if Agnes from Hamnet had Instagram in that area? Really clever. Those will be posted up on our social media, so stay tuned for that. Brendan, thanks a million.
Thank you.
The next time you have a cousin who's up for an Oscar, you will get on Kerry Today again, I promise.
Kerry Today? Really?
Yeah. Only if. Right.